Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. To ask a question during the conference, please press star then one. This conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn the meeting over to Chris Mallon. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Tivoli, Canada, and to our colleagues from worldwide who are supporting us on this this objective. March 22nd, and we're prospecting. That tells you a couple of things. It tells you about the state of our pipeline in certain territories. It also tells you about the seriousness to which we take prospecting as a profession, as sales, as sellers for IBM. I want to make sure that I set an appropriate tone here for everyone. A number of years ago, we acquired a company called Micromuse, and we acquired them for a number of reasons. Some of the reasons were market share dominance in the network management space, telco dominance, and more specifically service provider dominance, and it certainly lived up to that billing. As the as our customers continue to evolve and improve upon how they deliver services, you'll notice that many of our customers buy Omnibus. They buy it from us because, you know, think of it, they can either buy it in the context of a manager of managers, or they can buy it in the context of fully automating their business and the infrastructure that provides services to their business. For whatever reason they buy it, they need it. They've got a number of resource management tools out there, and here's an opportunity to truly yield improvement of service, managing costs, and managing their risk so that, therefore, they can succeed in the market. We've got an industry-leading product today. That gap, that leadership position we've got, is a byproduct of technology and a remarkable strength in the capabilities, as well as execution in the sales force. So I wanted to take this opportunity to remind everyone about our position on Omnibus and recognize the opportunity available to you to take what our telecommunications providers, our banks, and some of our larger general business customers have truly embraced on consolidated event management. Joining us this morning are a number of colleagues who helped shape the agenda and deliver this valuable session to you, namely George Hunter, part of our worldwide automation enablement team, who's been a very good friend of Tivoli Canada and supporting our priorities, and you'll see more from George as we go forward in the in our QBR cycle for second quarter. But as well, we've got Don Wildman from Product Management joining us, Patrick Bullen, who's leading the evolution and the change of the user interface on Omnibus. It's making it even more user-friendly and conducive to our customers' operations, and as well as Heath Newburn, if I'm not mistaken, will be joining us as well, who many of you know Heath, and we've gone to market with Heath in the past. So we've got a very large group of people from worldwide focused on our Canadian business and focused on helping develop our sales skills, so we can truly take advantage of the Omnibus opportunity and turn it into real dollars in a real moment in time for the Canadian business and software, or Tivoli and Software Group as a whole. So with that, I'd like to turn over to Mr. Don Wildman to walk us through the enablement session and educate, enable us, and get us, you know, armed and dangerous and ready to prospect as soon as this session is done. Don?
Thanks indeed, Chris. You and George, between you, have set quite a challenging agenda with a mix of interests. I've pulled together some information from a number of presentations that we've given recently, including some from Pulse, the latest version of Omnibus. You spoke to Heath Newburn. He's certainly aiming to join us as quickly as he can. This is getting close to end of quarter, and you know, he's joined in another call right now, which is helping some business forward, but sure he's going to be across here as quickly as he can. So hopefully you guys can see the slides shared. Just move on just to introduce the topics that we want to touch on in this session. Just to begin with a little positioning, what is event management, where it fits into the market, look in more detail about how Omnibus contributes in that area. There was a question put forward asking for a little information around the tech to Omnibus upgrade and some of the new features that we've introduced most recently. And I'm taking the opportunity at that point to include a number of sort of screenshots which show how Omnibus can be used by our customers. I'm pulling together some information from Competitive, from George, from the sales training, looking at some of the sort of selling areas, the value proposition, who the key buyers are, some of the sort of questions that you can use to open up. And at the end, as we go to Q&A, just some links to the various resources that are available to you. Some of those are ones from which I've drawn this material. And so, first slide really is one from the beginning of my Pulse presentation, and talks of what are the hot topics that people are talking about, what IBM are talking about, what the analysts are talking about, what our customers are having to deal with, the load that it's putting on their business, what they have to do to ensure that they are delivering the best service that they can, whether it's within the enterprise to their internal customers, or externally with the service providers, the banks. All of those big companies are depending on one or more of these topics and the underlying event management, which is absolutely the foundation of all of these. None of these work or add value to the business if they are not properly supported by quality event management. One of those topics, which is the key strategy for IBM going forward, is Smarter Planet. I include a link later, and I make no apology for borrowing slides that some of you may have already seen from the Alan Gannick Buell call from last week, which was talking about the IBM software brand, about the individual product brands which people are familiar with, and IBM strategy, the investment that we're putting in to Smarter Planet and the position that it gives us in the marketplace. This is a major strategic direction for IBM for years to come. And I'm sure you all will have seen the advertisement on the television, in the magazines, all over, carrying this message out to the market, which we can work with. Key slide from there. What does it mean to become smarter? There are more and more devices, systems, people which are able to be monitored. There are sensors and meters extending all over the infrastructure. There is new data flowing into our target businesses, into our customers' environments, adding huge volumes and complexities. If they're already complex load of events, that needs to be integrated, it needs to be managed. You need to understand its context, both in real time and with historical information. It needs to be modeled. We need to apply analytics to it and give the business the right level of visualization and structure of data on which they can make their decisions rapidly. Whether that is an operator at the sharp end, having to decide which of the many situations he has to deal with, which one is the most urgent, or at the business level, understanding what is happening within their business and where they have problems that they need to deal with. So, looking at that in the context of Tivoli, service assurance, a strong portfolio of products. Where does event management fit? Netcall Omnibus, we have the broadest data collection capability. We cover all of the areas. We bring enrichment and automation partially within the product, partially allied with other products like Impact. The leading, the recognized market leader event management tool, and as Patrick is leading very strongly, a fully integrated visualization piece, bringing consolidated operations right up into the desktop operators, right the way through the business up to management. These are the areas that you can address with the portfolio, and very specifically for event management, that foundation with Netcall Omnibus. If you look at the size of the markets, this is figures from Analysys Mason last year, with growth in service assurance forecast going to almost $3 billion in 2013, growing at 5.3%. Showing the fault and event management market growing slightly slower, but nonetheless still close on $600 million in 2013. There's a contrast there which demonstrates the importance of driving the theme that consolidated operations is the foundation not only of successful service assurance, but the broader piece, all of those hot topics that we talked to at the beginning. And I have another view about this one as well. If you ask a CXO what is he going to spend his budget on, today he is going to say service assurance as one of the key things. Now, he will not pick out one of the key parts of service assurance, the fault and event management. So I think these figures are slightly biased. Nonetheless, to succeed in service assurance, as I said, you must succeed in fault and event management. This is the area that you can look at from Analysys Mason, that as we call out on the call, Smarter Planet is increasing our addressable market in all respects, hardware through software, through that software story, through Smarter Planet. And once again, if you didn't tune into that call last week, it's well worth listening into the replay of that link. So it may give my voice just a short break. If there are any questions about that positioning, perhaps we could just take a short question session here, if there are any sort of burning questions around that particular introduction before we look down into the product itself.
Hey, Don, I think it's important to note that the whole idea around Smarter Planet that IBM is addressing very aggressively is a fantastic marketing plan. However, you know, with the Omnibus product, our customers actually, you know, were realizing that this is a solution that they could use to manage and monitor these components long before it was a marketing plan of IBM, and that it's that we had been monitoring things like escalators and trains and devices, you know, in the last 5 years that are now part of this marketing plan to manage these smart devices.
Yeah, excellent expansion, George, which is, I think, will certainly become more apparent as we go into the overview. And you know, this is an area where you say we have been strong for a long time. We have the broadest coverage. We always have. I mean, say Smarter Planet initiative just plays perfectly for our positioning and our capabilities. You know, our existing customers are very well positioned to deal with these challenges, and those who have yet to see the light clearly can be helped by that move into Omnibus. Good. So looking down a little more at, as well says, what is Omnibus, the event management piece, it is the market-leading product for consolidation of events from many sources, correlation and automation of response, meeting the challenges of the dynamic structure. We've been doing it for a long time. It is absolutely vital in these areas. These five bullet points are what the product focuses on. Every time we look to build a new version, these are the areas that we're looking to strengthen. It is about maximizing the availability and quality of services that our customers are providing, reducing their costs. It has never been a more challenging business in the environment, at least in the history of computing. 1930s might have been a challenge in that respect, but certainly in modern times, this is one of the tightest business situations we've faced. There is always pressure to get more productivity from your existing staff, existing headcount. There is no new budget out there. To do that, you've also got to reduce the amount of times that you need human intervention to manage your systems, and have that confidence. Businesses need to have confidence in the products and tools that they're using, and we continue to have a good reference base and very much focus on the quality of delivery in that area. Always remember, Omnibus is very tightly integrated with Network Discovery, with the Tivoli Network Manager, formerly Precision product, which has a strong roadmap, strong integration, and completes the network model inside when that is required in an event management situation. We could spend a whole call on this particular product, but I just wanted to bring it in here just to bear that in mind. We do have Omnibus and Network Manager as a positioning bundle. Both the individual products and the bundle deliver the same functionality, but it is a very, very key part of our integration. For those of you less familiar with Omnibus, this is just a quick look at the basic architecture. We have a wide range of collectors, we call them probes, that can go down not only to the various element management systems, third-party systems, especially sort of ITM Tech, Microsoft MOM, but also directly down to the individual devices where that is appropriate. A huge portfolio of integration. We can manage pretty much anything you can imagine out there. At the central layer, we have a range of integrations. You know, we call them gateways, which basically is an integration between other Tivoli items in the Tivoli suite. That's a continually strengthened integration. We'll touch more on those again in a couple of slides' time. And, of course, integrations out to third parties, other trouble ticketing systems, RDNSs for historical archive, historical analysis, customer care systems, and a fully integrated view up into the Tivoli integrated portal for business operators and fully integrated views across the various products. This is, as I say, the proven architecture of fully consolidated event management that we've offered for many years. This is not a slide that I typically show to customers. I prefer a slightly more focused view, but this sort of brings out for your sort of understanding that we have that broad range of probes, not only the key generic protocols, whether it's SNMP or Syslog, the more recent MTOSI SOA protocols, but a wide range of vendor-specific integrations where those vendors have proprietary APIs or non-standard protocols. We most likely already have a probe to integrate them, but we do deliver new integrations every 3 to 4 months and can react to specific requirements. We provide something called the Network Knowledge Library. You know, every probe has some associated rules. We have a common rich set for the most common MIBs, a wide range of vendor-specific integrations where we're collecting traps from those, particularly strong on the telco side, but we are expanding into more into enterprise as we go. Something in the region of 30 different gateway integrations, some through the generic capabilities, some through specifics. Importantly, in there, of course, Tivoli Service Request Manager and the Tivoli Data Warehouse. Both integrations provided with the base product, not an additional sale there. And a growing number of vendor alliances, vendors who partner with us join our alliance. We are actively becoming involved with those to extend and strengthen the integrations across the management piece. Generally, I prefer the sort of next slide, which picks out the key integration examples, both in terms of the key Tivoli components. I just highlighted in italics there some of the key items where there is a strong upsell and cross-sell capability where you're talking in the event management areas. You know, these are all topics of useful conversation and business. Other Tivoli components, of course, we have good integrations with. I've touched on the various means of collecting events for consolidation. More on the service provider telco side, you know, Tivoli Performance Manager for wireline wireless performance, and the various key integrations with sort of IP technologies, wireless, working very closely with some providers on LTE. And there's a wide range of integrations with other third parties. To kind of summarize it, if your event management consolidated system needs to talk to it, Omnibus basically has that capability. On Omnibus is a hugely scalable system. At first sight, this is sort of quite a frightening sight when you look at the number, potential number of instances. But it is based on a highly resilient in-memory event engine. We call it the object server. It's very quick to deploy in a high availability solution. And for customers with huge challenges of scale, that application, properly configured, can be tiered to focus on collection, aggregation, and display to cover huge volumes of events. Any customer, whether it's a service provider or the financial floors, just a key thing here, it is structured for the sort of more traditional high-speed processors. It's in memory, it handles huge volumes of events, and I will say the 7.3 performance, both in the object server and in the desktop, is significantly improved. However, bear in mind, for the majority of customers, exactly the same application scaled down to frequently a single server resilient pair to cover the needs of the majority of customers certainly in the sort of middle market area. Some of our tech customers are already benefited when moving across to Omnibus in server consolidation. A customer in Germany needed 8 tech servers to handle their event load. They today have a pair of object servers handling that load with spare capacity in a high available situation. Yeah, it is scale works both ways. It can consolidate, or you can scale upwards if your environment calls for that need. So I was asked to include just some few slides on the Omnibus upgrade itself. These are some slides taken from a much larger presentation that is on the wiki. I have a link to that wiki at the end of the deck. And just a reminder, this is the story, that the direction that we stated back in 2006. It's amazing how quickly that time has gone. The strategy was to converge Omnibus and Tech to a single product based on the Omnibus architecture. That's, one, IBM acquired Micromuse for that sort of key introduction to that area, to that engine. But adding some of the features provided with Tech, and as we said, right at the beginning, we will continue to support our tech customers through until April 2012. In that time, since 2006, we have delivered a number of things, both in terms of functionality, white papers, integrations, additional capabilities within Omnibus, a replacement most recently for the Tech log file adapter. All of these show our commitment to the promise that was made in 2006, that we will provide the solution that our customers need. If you look at the architecture, you know, for those that are familiar down to that level, Tech, as an event management piece, has collection capabilities from the event sources, a event processing engine for managing those events, enriching those events, and obviously visualization layer with both a Java and web console. Not surprisingly, Omnibus, which is an event management piece, a very, very good one, has a very similar structure. It has event sources. We've recently added support for the EIF SDK and PostMSU and the log file agent to ease the upgrade for our customers. The main strength of these in the Omnibus probes, which actually themselves have some intelligent capability, look up files to replace fact files, event filtering, and again that very tight model-based integration with ITNM to provide us the topology-based correlation. Event processing engine, again, it is fully in-memory, resilient, with archive capability supported out to other RDBSs, in particular TDW for Tivoli Common Reporting. Broad integration with third-party applications, rules, additional lookup capabilities to provide strong event management engine. The architectures look similar. It is the methods that are different. We, too, at the moment, have a choice of consoles, the native and the web console, with fully configurable filters, views, and a much richer tool capability than Tech, integrated with the new Tivoli infrastructure, particularly the Tivoli integrated portal. So a similar architecture, but with strengths and ease of use. But if we look at some of the customer feedback, so the first of these actually come from Canada. We talked to Mike about that particular customer, but they call out the ease of use of Tech, the reduction in code that you need, that you have when you actually convert your requirements into Omnibus. There were several customers presenting at Pulse, they have done for each of the last 3 years, on the successful upgrade from Tech to Omnibus. But this time, not only did they talk to that upgrade, but they spoke of the improvements that they have subsequently made in service management, in improving their business and their service to their business. It was very enjoyable to hear those presentations of those customers that have made business success out of that upgrade. And just to touch on competition at this point, competition isn't any. But as you'll see, we do have a strong position. But BMC are out there, and there is a lot more information than this on the competitive wiki. But they're claiming that their event agent is written from the same code base that Tech was, so that migration is just pushing a button. No, Tech customers have extended their rule base. It can't simply be used with the existing engine, and it requires migration just as Tech to Omnibus does. And you can say, why make all that effort to go backwards to that basic event engine that we deliberately are moving away from and our customers are successfully moving away from?
Hey, Don, it might make sense because I have seen this two or three times recently. BMC, I believe, is actively contacting our Tech customers and telling them or giving them this message. And if they have a good relationship with this customer base, you know, the customer's going to listen. At this point, could you, you know, you make the statement you don't want to go backwards. Could you elaborate a little bit, you know, on that? I mean, what are some of the things that the customer, you know, would want to avoid from going backwards?
Yeah, actually, I'd like this was to say, pick up the wiki page to pull out those key points. But BEM is written on, say, on that basic engine, which Tech customers extended, we have improved on. All it gives them is their basic half a dozen correlation pieces that Omnibus does out of the box, is very easy to migrate to. The Tech to move to BMC is an upgrade. It isn't a push button. They would have to take the effort to take their existing Tech rules and migrate every single one of them down to that engine within BMC. So in return for that upgrade effort, what have they got? Exactly what they have today. Complex rule set, difficult to maintain, limited skill set. It's hard to find people with that level of experience. Our customers that have moved to Omnibus, as the Canadian example says and the other customers at Pulse have said, they achieved a smaller rule set by moving to Omnibus, a richer rule set, and have since built on that to expand into their needs today. So coming out of the upgrade effort, they have moved forward. They've got a system that not only is doing what Tech did and a hard conversion to BMC could do for them, they've moved on. They've got a stronger event management system, the number one, with excellent visualization where we're spending huge amounts of development budget to improve. They've actually moved forward. They're managing their business in a much better way, more efficiently, with less ongoing costs. The cost of ownership is lower. Does that help?
That's very good. There's one other thing that I would like for you to touch on. You spoke three or four times in regards to the in-memory capabilities, and I think that's a unique difference with our solution that makes it, you know, faster to read the active event list. Could you expand on that a little bit? What's the capabilities of the being in memory versus, you know, maybe pulling from a data warehouse?
Yes, indeed. I think we actually have the capabilities of both. The object server being in memory, we hold all of our current events in that memory stack. There's no caching, no speed to retrieve all the sets. Everything you're working on is in memory. It is about as fast as you can be. Of course, it's fully resilient. We're taking regular memory maps, but our event insert rate, we have results of 2,500 events a second coming into an object server on some platforms in the labs. Clearly, the external results will vary depending on the mix of things. All of the automations, all of the calculations are working on that in-memory database, nothing to retrieve. Yet at the same time, we do have, of course, the strength that all of the event history is archived, and through the desktop tools, customers can reference both the current active events and the history of that particular device, looking back over time to see if there are any patterns, familiar patterns. So we have we have the best of both worlds. Huge scale, both in terms of the number of events we can hold in memory and the speed of access to those events, which we keep improving. It's what gives us our huge scale and very easy to deploy, high availability. It's memory mapped, it's synchronized across the gateway, and rolled out very, very quickly indeed.
Yeah, and I think that's certainly a huge advantage with the very mega big customers that, you know, have hundreds of thousands of events at any one time, but it's also a huge advantage for the enterprise customer that does not have as many events but has the need for incredibly high rate of speed to, you know, roll from one event to the other and know what they're looking at without being encumbered by having to go to a separate data source to see, you know, let's say, day-old events and such.
Yep, indeed. And of course, the integrations that we have to enrich those events, again, all working at that memory speed is a key point.
So, operator, if you want, you know, before we move on to new features, we may want to stop and see if there are any questions from the group on just kind of the base capabilities, you know, moving from tech to Omnibus, any competitive questions in that area.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star then 1. To withdraw your question, press star then 2. Once again, for any questions at this time, please press star then 1.
And it's okay if we don't have any questions at this time. We can certainly move forward.
I'm showing none at this time, sir.
Okay.
Right. Thanks, George. So moving forward, as you say, the end of October last year, we announced the latest version of 7.3. And this is, for those that are familiar with Omnibus, it's good to see that the what is new to bring your knowledge up to date. But also from a customer point of view, you know, when you're looking to the benefits of Omnibus, this is an idea of the commitment that we have to continue to develop this product. Omnibus 7.3 was, really announced last October. It was generally available in the middle of available for download in the middle of November. We accompany it with a simplification of our pricing structure. There's an entirely separate presentation about that with a link at the back of this deck. And at the same time as releasing 7.3, we kept the promise that we made when we introduced Tivoli Omnibus and Network Manager, which is a pricing bundle of Omnibus and ITNM. We said when we released that bundle that it would always be maintained with comparable functionality to the individual Omnibus and ITNM products. So as we released Omnibus 7.3, at the same time as ITNM introduced a minor release, 3802, we brought those together with a refresh of the Timely Omnibus and Network Manager bundle. So whichever path the customer took to acquire the product, he always has the latest functionality. We withdrew a couple of releases. And to give the range support from 7.1, and at the end of April we will announce the end of service of 7.1, giving 12 months notice through to April next year. 7.3 brought something of value across the user base, both in terms of enhancing the class-leading performance and scalability that we have, improving the speed of deployment, the integrations that we have and interoperation. We brought what was previously, for a variety of reasons which are now gone, we brought Netcall WebTalk, which was a separate product. We brought it into 7.3 as part of a single product, simpler to download, but nonetheless simpler to install when you want to install the whole package in one particular server for a smaller customer, but equally capable of individual deployment across a broader service base for larger scale. And to help in that integration across Tivoli products, we've entitled all Omnibus customers and provide them with, as part of the Omnibus download, the latest version of Netcall Impact. It's functionally complete. The restriction, the limited use, is that the use you put it to must be working with data generated by and stored within another Tivoli product. So Netcall Impact can be used as part of Omnibus to enrich and correlate between Omnibus, ITNM, TBSM, Tandem, all of that range of Tivoli products. And we provide the capability of resilience, but not clustering. So move outside of that area, then of course Netcall Impact is a full license is required. This is a key step in it. It's a great introduction to our customer base and a great upsell opportunity for us. It allows the customer to begin to use that powerful product, demonstrate the value within the Tivoli integrations within their company, and that gives them a very strong position for budget to expand that usage, and that gives us the upsell opportunity. So looking at a little bit more detail, for those that like to drill down, some of the things that we added, a very much improved active event list in terms of performance, in terms of the number of customer users, the number of events that can be viewed in an active event list, the page load, page refresh rates, all significantly improved in 7.3. It is a very, very much improved version of the components previously known as WebTalk. Much faster filtering using user-definable indexes for the first time and an automatic query optimizer. The AEL brings the capability to have a single seamless view of events from multiple object servers where customers choose to silo their data, possibly in different geographical locations or perhaps by technology, as we see in some cases. The new AEL can give management level, customer level, the information that they need from multiple sources. People are familiar with the tiered architecture, a document formerly known as the ESF. We brought that configuration, updated it, and it is now available in the product, no longer as a separate download. We improved and better documented the capabilities for event flood protection and anomaly detection, including some the capability to actually generate events from a probe rather than just pass through the events that the probe receives. And further improved the resynchronization capabilities to speed disaster recovery performance. There is a presentation on the wiki, V73 Deep Dive, which has these slides and many more, which go into these in some detail if you need to do. We improved the integrations. We added further integration with ITM for predictive analytics. We have some patented automation to correlate hypervisor events coming from the ITM hypervisor agents with the events coming from the virtual servers collected by Omnibus. That extension for those customers who's had it of interest is provided in an extensions directory with so that that can be very quickly configured for customers to take that capability in hand. We showed integration with Tandem CCMDB for change events, and I have just some screen examples later on in the deck. And these integrations are being done in a way that we are looking to see our integration story improve, so that as we add integrations, it not only is simple rules, but we provide the basic views and launching context tools where appropriate for those integrations in a way that is very easy to deploy. For the tech customer base, we moved the EIF SDK, or libraries, across into Omnibus, enhanced it, added SSL capability, and we support non-TME post-MSG capability to ease that upgrade. Do say, though, to the customers, because it is there, it is not necessarily the optimum way of making use of Omnibus in the future, as many times that post-MSG is used to compensate for the limited tool capability in tech. So do use it carefully, but nonetheless it is there if you need it. We provide a LFA replacement, currently reading only log files. The pipe capability should be out in a couple of months. Key thing there is, although it's built on autonomous agent capability and can be managed from ITM, it's enabled and released with Omnibus integrations, not with ITM. Various sort of technical points there that you can go into more detail as you need to do from the deep dive presentation. Coming back with a specific focus on visualization, we have improved that the operator workflows, as I've already said. This is another benefit of having a seamless view of multiple data sources in a single event list. We have new configuration options which provide both the traditional look and feel that Omnibus customers are familiar with, but also options to provide structures that are more familiar to, particularly to ITM users in the event lists in the TEP. And new portlets to provide monitor box views much more easily configured and fresher looking than the older versions. We've begun a project to improve the mapping capabilities of the new graphics engine, new interactions. And we showed at Pulse a number of developments that we are working on in prototype, and we gained significant customer feedback, which is helping us now to prioritize the improvements that we will continue to make in this area. Our focus is on the web interfaces and how to replace the old native desktops. And again, we're talking with a number of customers to get their feedback in that area, much that we gained at Pulse. But in this particular release, to help us along that way, the performance, as I already said, is significantly improved. The look and feel is improved, and we will take a look at that, some examples as we go on to the next couple of slides. So 7.3 was a big release. I think you agree there's something in here for across the customer base. Keeps the product fresh, keeps it in view of the analysts, our customers, and our prospects. So this is by way of some slight introductions of how an operator or management level would interface with the product. What we have here is a view in the TIP. To the left, the task-based panel can be configured to particular users' needs. In this particular case, we're looking at three key integrations: service management, network management, and underpinning that, as we said, the event management, the underlying challenges that our operators need to look at. You have here the topology view of from ITN, from the Discover topology, the service level view, service trees, supported by BSM, and the active event list showing the slightly improved traditional Omnibus style, together fully integrated, context sensitive, ability to hop move between what we know are individual products from a customer's point of view, the end user's point of view. It's a seamless, single solution, single view, single pane of glass with the information that he needs, whether it's tailored for the upper level management, the service managers, the network managers, or the NOC. As I said, this is highly configurable, it's high performance. We have here is the traditional view with the new monitor boxes, but also the new look and feel with some of the key functionality called out. This sort of black and white integration is preferred by a number of customers just as strongly as the full color traditional view is by many others. We have the severity-based icons, which can be color-backed, multicolored sorting, simple drop-down filters and views. The operator can, if you choose to let them, configure their views and their filters, the events that they want to see, the data from each of those events that they want to see very, very easily. And you'll see, as you, if you look at these colored lozenges at the bottom, which is showing the event counts, over 60,000 events with good performance in a single event list. Now, I will always call out that an operator who needs to look at 60,000 events is not getting the best advantage out of the tool. But nonetheless, there are a diminishing number of customers who insist on being able to view that kind of large number in a single view. Omnibus 7.3 with a new event list can actually meet that need. And I talked on desktop tools. Omnibus ships with a number of tools pre-configured out of the box, acknowledge, take ownership, prioritize, for example, some basic context-sensitive resolution tools, the ability to right-click an event and ping, telnet, run a trace path to that particular device and get the information back, and many more. This is one of the key parts of a tech tool omnibus upgrade. To create the equivalent of tools in tech often requires me to generate a new event, post-MSG, from an executed task to bring information back into a reception rule. Omnibus allows you to configure that kind of tool and update events directly very, very much more easily. There's a number of rules there which are better not migrated, but making use of the new tool structure in Omnibus. And this particular example is one that we provide, as we do have the ability to take events from TADM, which are indicating a change has occurred, provide information here for the operator to assist in correlation with other events, but also to link back to TADM, depending on which of the desktops they have, whether it's the native or web-based console, to look either at the details of the particular device or the recent change history to help in identifying the cause of the events that they are seeing. So examples of the basic tools we provide, which can readily be extended to additional requirements of the tech customer. And a key integration certainly is the with ITM, the ability to forward situation events across for event management, as you did with tech. You continue to be able to do so with Omnibus, and we do have plans to significantly improve and speed that level of integration. But this example is not only of events coming from ITM, these are predictive events. ITM has the capability of defining and recommending dynamic thresholds, and with the integration of TPA provided with ITM, predict when those thresholds may be passed. Again, it's a topic we could spend a lot of time on. This is a key area where our customers have told us that they are looking at the need for this requirement. They are looking at some of the niche providers that are providing this, beginning to provide this on performance data. We made a commitment that this will not be an add-on. This will be provided within our products where it's needed, and you will see more improvements in this area. There's significant research going on to extend this. Of course, making use of TPM, various streaming capabilities. We have a good story today. It will get better. So that takes us beyond the product itself and the opportunity to look at who you may be talking to, what topics of conversation, and George, this might be a chance to pause for questions.
Once again, that's star one.
Don, just kind of in summary, I think, you know, up to this point in the presentation, you've went through, you know, what it is that Omnibus, you know, does in general for the general public, you know, what type of markets you're looking into to find prospects for the Omnibus solution. And then for those of you that are more familiar with the product, of course, we've went into, you know, additional capabilities with the latest release of the product, the enhancements that have been made, and then most importantly, for the next, I think right now we're at 24 months until tech no longer is supported. You know, we have some really good opportunities to now finally go to our tech customer base and say, you know, now is the time to upgrade to Omnibus. Here are several of the reasons why. You know, BMC is whispering in your ear that they have a comparable product to tech that you could, you know, just migrate to with less pain than going to Omnibus, but that is not the case. It is a full migration. And why go through that trouble if you are not going to get any more additional functionality? So, there is one point that I would like to make, you know, at this point in regards to that. You know, if you have customers that have the BMC technology in other parts of their organization, one of the cases they may make is that, you know, why not go with BMC? You already have Remedy with us. You know, just use our tool and then you have a tighter integration with Remedy. And that is actually not the case. Omnibus actually has an extremely tight integration with the Remedy help desk to open tickets and close tickets via the bidirectional gateway to Remedy. And I don't think it's proper to say that it's better than what BMC has, but I would say that we have more customers that are integrating bidirectional communication with Remedy than does BMC. Don, I don't know if you have any facts around that statement, but...
I don't have numbers to hand, but certainly customers that I've talked to and others, we know that Remedy is a very popular ticketing system across the Omnibus customer base. And so, not surprisingly, we have kept that integration as we have with several, and especially TSRM, with that ability to, you know, either through an operator tool or automatically. When certain event patterns are recognized, you can generate a ticket out to Remedy, bring the ticketing number and the status back, exchange journal information. It is an active integration with Remedy that you know, is very supportive of our customer needs. So, yeah, great point. We have those integrations, and talking of those tech customers, the incentives that we announced back in 2006 where they're able to deduct the original cost of their tech installation, or if they can't find that, apply a 50% discount. Those incentives are still in place. For some customers, That has been cost neutral. But remember, you know, so at first sight, from our point of view, that doesn't sound so good. But yep, it gets the customer that powerful tool, gets them into the maintenance stream. We provide them parallel maintenance for up to 18 months or April 2012, whichever comes first, while they're moving across. And we get into that upsell situation across our portfolio. There's so much more they can do. It's good for us. It's good for them.
Yeah, and so let me just kind of hit that one more time, Don, in regards to this upsell opportunity. So in practically to your customer, if they are in the need to buy additional tech licenses right now to support a new environment, they're going to be better off, you know, making the conversion right now. And the conversion is simply the purchase of the Omnibus event tier or Omnibus infrastructure instead of buying additional tech PVU-based licenses. The result will be that the customer has support for both tech and the new Omnibus for 18 months, allowing them to continue to run their tech environment for, you know, as long as it's going to take to convert over to the Omnibus, as long as it's going to take, or 18 months, whichever comes first. And the result, financially, is going to be a reduction, typically, in the cost of support in years 2 and 3. So if you look at many of these cases, of which I've probably viewed 40 over the last month and a half, 75% of these we've been able to replace tech with a lower cost, you know, over a 3-year period of time than if they continue to keep tech. So there's financial incentives, you know, out there for the customer to move to Omnibus in many cases as well.
Absolutely. Great point, George. And, of course, the key is that 18 months is a huge amount of time in which to complete that upgrade for the vast majority of customers. You know, we have our own engineers and partners doing it in weeks in many cases. And that includes a review of the what the customer really needs. You know, we've had customers come back to us and say, when I reviewed what my tech rules were doing, not all of them were doing what I thought they were. Some of them were doing nothing at all. And they have really gained from that upgrade. And you say they could take up to 18 months to do it if they choose. It doesn't need to take them that long, but we give them that option. Yeah, there's great opportunity there.
And just switching gears for a second on your non-BMC, non-IBM customers, Omnibus is actually a tremendous foot into the door of these customers. I'll give you the example. American Family Insurance in Madison, Wisconsin, that literally despises IBM in many areas, you know, are looking and actively pursuing an event consolidation strategy with Omnibus because it's the only tool that will work for their environment. It's the only thing that has a robust enough engine to, you know, pull in events from the largely Quest and HP infrastructure monitoring systems that they have set up. And the gentleman that, you know, sits on HP's board, that not their board, but their advisory board for products, that works out there, specifically told me, you know, HP does not have the capabilities here to consolidate events nearly as well as Omnibus does. So I think that's a pretty strong statement and why he's recommending their organization move to Omnibus for the manager of manager, which is going to be our foot into the door to be able to perform at that account. So if you are looking for places to get into, you know, new accounts that you've just gone into your territory, this is a great foot in the door as well. So
yeah,
that might lead into your selling techniques.
Yeah, thanks. Actually, you picked out one of them, because whilst it's possible to go head-to-head and do a rip and replace, Omnibus's manager and manager tech capability make it so much easier to do a wrap and replace. You know, we can go over the top, we can go alongside, and then we come back underneath. You know, one of my most pleasant days as an SE, I was a service provider in the UK. We've been working, deploying Omnibus alongside a TNIP integration. The operators insisted on running the two systems side by side. You know, they each had two consoles looking at Omnibus, looking at TNIP, because they wanted to make sure that in Omnibus they saw all of the events at least as quickly as they saw them in TNIP. They not only saw the same events more quickly, they saw some that TNIP was missing. And they planned a six-month parallel run. I went into that, their NOC, just under 3 months into that parallel run, and that TNIP screen was turned to the wall. That was a wonderful day in my life. And we have those examples. The Omnibus, as the manager of managers, is a great wrap-and-replace story. But you don't need to position it that way, of course. But boy, does it give you the opportunities going forward. So just looking at that value proposition, and this is kind of summarizing really what we've been talking about for the last hour. Our target market, it's everybody. The enterprises, utilities, government, defense, service provider organizations, they're all looking at very much the same sort of challenges. They have to improve service and reduce costs. They need to consolidate. They need that single pane of glass for the operators and for the management. They need automated diagnosis. In today's dynamic infrastructure, it's constantly changing. The days when you could walk into a server room and the manager could, if you could point at a box, the manager could tell you what was running on it. He can't do it anymore. He has to have the tools to help him manage that. And Omnibus absolutely is the market leader across the piece in solving those problems for our customers. It's recognized by leading companies around the world as the key tool in their management architecture, both in supporting the guys in the NOC who are having to solve the immediate problems, but giving the visibility and prioritization to the management so they can see what's happening in their business. This is what we're positioning to the key areas. Oops. So you can be talking at the CXO level, at IT operations management level, network operations, service operations. All of those are key buyers in our area. And as well as the hot topics that I began this presentation with, there's a number of others that you'll be hearing as you're talking with those customers. All of them have that underpinning event and fault management requirement. The opportunity either to talk into a move to Omnibus, an introduction of Omnibus, or if you are with an Omnibus customer, all of the opportunities and integrations and upsell capabilities that that gives you. But here we're talking about the network operations areas, IT areas, people looking after the IT servers, the IT applications, service level management, and those that are involved with performance management. We can target all of those with a good integration. We help them manage and deliver more complex servers and deliver new services rapidly because they have the ability to rapidly deploy new capability, to manage new capability, reduce training costs because of the consolidated view that they have, that they can get those new services out with quality and stay ahead of their competition. These are the kinds of questions that can help you, and George certainly has several slides in other decks of his own which touch onto these, but they're all questions about the underlying infrastructure, the management. I doubt any company could say that they do not need to see the overall health of their infrastructure and how it is supporting their business objectives in real time. We can do that. What's the cost of your business from a network slowdown or outage. But if they can't tell you that, boy, do they need the tools that we can offer them. And if they can tell you that, then they will be able to judge the tools that we have. Reduction of complexity, reducing management costs. Absolutely, businesses today have to improve the response time and mean time to repair. Ask them, is that important to you? Are they satisfied with where they are today? Most, I'm sure, will say no. I don't think anyone today will say that they don't need to make their existing staff, not just their IT staff, but their whole organisation more productive and efficient. But it's a good introduction to talking about event management and how it is the foundation of all of the things that the companies need to deal with today. Consolidation across IT and network management. These are traditionally quite independent silos. In the service providers, they had to come together earlier than others. In the big finance houses, they have to come together because it is putting these two together effectively and efficiently which drives new service and service strength out to the business. So again, be careful with this one, depending on whether you're talking to the IT guy or the network management guy, because there will be some resistance there, as you will see in the next slide. But at the C level, this is the question. They know that they have to do this. But if they don't, you can help them find out why they have to do this. And yeah, is it important to you? This is talking about to the network guys in particular. Is it a priority to improve the response time of your systems? And where there are problems, repair them quickly and repair the most important ones quickly, the ones that are hurting your business. These are the things that can get you into the event management and service assurance discussion. There's some pretty standard objections. People are busy. They're always going to try and find an excuse to clear their inbox or deal with the thousand and one other things on their plate. I'm not going to read these out. I think you can take the key points there. But yeah, we're not interested at this time. You're not interested in dealing with the problems your business has got? I don't believe it. You're not interested in helping your business reduce their costs, to show them how you're delivering, helping them deliver better services? That's going to help you when it comes around the budget time, and we can help you get there. I've already touched on, if you're talking to the network group, they'll tell you, oh no, this is IT's problem, and vice versa. You probably need to focus initially in their area, but also look to see how you can bring the conversation up to the high level of consolidation. We're not ready. We can help you. Help you get ready. Help you prioritize. We have that modular approach to service assurance. You can put the most urgent things in first and expand. We can show you how to do that. Can you do it on your own? Perhaps. But boy, is it going to take you a lot longer unless you've got some very, very good examples which we can give you from our existing customer base.
Yeah, Don, I think that all of these objections typically fall into a general pile that the customer has event consolidation or they have the need to, you know, better manage the network on a list of objectives to get done this year. However, like many of us that have lists of objectives to get done this year, they don't actually know what the next action step is to take to, you know, help solve that problem. And that's where we really need to come in. And most of the opportunities that we find ourselves getting into are the result of a, you know, bad experience over the last quarter where the organization struggled to find the root cause of a problem or the mean time to repair was abnormally high. And so this whole idea of, hey, you know, we're not interested at this time, we're not ready to take action, is because they don't know what the next action is. And I would highly encourage you to work with, you know, business partners or IBM services at this point in time to
have them be involved in the first meeting or the second meeting to help the customer understand, well, what is the first thing that I can do to go down this path? And then that's really going to, you know, mow down a lot of the objections. You know, I'm in awe with the sales reps in the Canadian region that I've spoke with over the phone or tried to answer questions for or helped. I mean, it's a very, you know, very professional group of sellers, so a lot of times I'm not telling you anything new. But certainly some of these objections can be alleviated by giving the customer that first step and that first action that they could take.
Yeah, indeed. Yes, right. So, getting towards the end of the prepared deck, at least, and into those Q&A, is that a reminder of the key strengths of Omnibus over the other network solution? You know, recognized as the leading event management system, we can show through our manager-manager capabilities that we are able to reduce the operational expense of our customers and reduce the operating costs of the system overall. I have no idea how many thousands of device types we can actually collect events from just through the generic data collectors. There are 10,000 MIDs which define the different traps that different device types can send. We can handle all of them. On top of that, we have the vendor-specific pros to deal with the unusual stuff. In the large majority of cases, especially in the enterprise, the generic data collectors are going to handle it. It's when you get out into the service providers, some of the niche wireless equipment or wireline equipment, where you start to look more at the vendor-specific probes. As George said, HP EMC, they just can't cover anything like that range, nor cover the level of customization that tech users are used to. Omnibus users can configure so much more quickly. Huge.
And Don, yes. on that point, because this comes up a lot in the enterprise world, is that we show them this list of all the things and devices that we support, and they're like, well, I don't care. I don't have any of those things. All I have are these Cisco routers or this Remedy help desk. That is where, you know, we're able to actually, you know, go in and show them, you know, the documentation of what we specifically do with those devices. Many of our competitors say, you know, we're like for like because we can communicate with those devices just like Omnibus can. Well, they can probably understand that an alert is coming out or an event has taken place with those devices, but the actual integration that we've wrote for specific devices is far greater than what our competition has. And all you need to do is out on the wiki, also in the Excel site, our software seller site, is a list of those probes, and in many of them they'll have a link to the actual documentation as to how we interact with Remedy, say for instance, or with the Cisco specific devices, and show that to your customer. And that, you know, will really put you apart from your competition, because they're just listening for events coming out of there, where we're actually looking at, you know, fields and databases and pulling information out of that and incorporated into a ticket or into the actual alert. And that's far different. But we need to be able to articulate that to our customers to set ourselves apart. Otherwise, we're just like for like.
Excellent, George. And actually, I'm thinking back to a slide I've got earlier in the deck where I call out the key integrations. You know, a little bit, there's just two columns, left and right. On the left-hand side, there's the, you know, key things like ITM monitoring, the generic capability with SOA, with ping, the sorts of topics you're more likely to be talking about in the enterprise. You can tune that to your particular target. And we do with some of the collateral that is on the other websites, as you said. The right-hand side of that slide talks about MTOSI, MPLS. There are some enterprises where that's important. If they're managing VoIP within their environment, some of them are, that column starts to become important. But it is where you're moving into the more vendor-specific area. So great point. You know, we can do everything for everybody, look for the collateral that we provide in the, on the two separate wikis, enterprise and service providers, you'll see. And, you know, and focus down and say, yeah, we can do these things that you need today and a whole lot more that you may need tomorrow. Huge strength. Scalability, and remember, that has two angles, depending on who you're talking to. In a huge environment, we scale up to the largest volumes of events. And this 50 million events is actually quite an old slide, I see. We have customers doing more than that. But the key is, you know, scale is not the problem with everyone. We can run on the smaller systems to handle most customers' event loads. I can run an omnibus demonstration on my laptop. I didn't want to risk it over broadband and web environment. It usually breaks. But I can run omnibus on my laptop and still have power left to run nets. We have a single offering, a single piece of software, the central software, the object server, web server, for every customer. There isn't a separate piece of software for service provider and enterprise. Yes, there are specific probes to add on as you need, but the central piece is the same. And failover by software, easy to deploy, much, much easier to deploy than the competitors. And in that context, I would include tech as a competitor. It is so much easier. And looking at the competition on the next slide, you know, the four big players that you'll see, HP, EMC, BMC, CA, we'll see that the view from competitive is that we are leading or, in a couple of cases, comparable with all of those big competitors. There are a number of small companies nibbling around the edges, but that is all they're doing, nibbling. So far, we keep our eye on them, we keep looking forward. And with Amit Sabharwal, I hope I've pronounced his name correctly, who's recently joined us in the competitive area and is looking to expand the information that we have in these areas. The competitive wiki is there. There's a page on BMC competition and, of course, on these others. But you see, you have the number one event management product in your bag to support your customers. Finally, before we open up freely for questions, here's a set of links, the sales kit on Software Sellers Workplace, two wikis maintained by Product Management, Consolidated Operations, which is primarily focused on enterprise, Event and Network Management, same products, but with the collateral more focused to service providers. The training talks and supporting tools, FAQs on the new pricing that we announced last October, the new net call calculator. And finally, as I said right at the beginning, the presentation, which if you haven't seen it, it is well worth the hour to listen in to Alan Ganek and Val Duncan on the IBM software story, the IBM brand, the product brands, software, and the overall strategy which is driving us forward and is providing you with the opportunities to go out there and take this to your customers and prospects and keep us all very active in supporting you and those new customers. So thanks for listening. To open it up now to questions for all of us here on the call, any summary that my colleagues would like to add. As I say, thanks for listening. I hope it was helpful to show you what we can do and where to go for the additional information, because everything I have on here has come, has been updated from additional existing presentations which go into greater depth in these areas. So the information is there for you. So once again, thanks for listening.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then one.
Hey, Don. I would just point out, this is George again, that you know what we see in product management and or in the worldwide enablement team is we see a lot of opportunities and often can have kind of a tainted view towards the market that everybody's, you know, saying the product is great and you have, you know, information at your fingertips to be able to, you know, respond to questions or concerns that prospects have about your product. However, in the real world, whenever you're not working on the same product day in and day out, you kind of lose sight of some of the quick responses that you might be able to utilize to position yourself properly with a prospect. And in those cases, you know, please, you know, get these very accessible people involved to help you communicate with your customers. You know, myself, you have great resources there in Canada from a technical standpoint as well. And just the positioning statement on what's new, you know, that's where you'd want to use, you know, Don and Heath and Patrick. And, you know, get them on the line with your customer, because it's just far too difficult to remember everything and be able to position it at the exact right moment with your customer, and could put you behind in an opportunity. So utilize those resources to, you know, really position yourself well with these new prospects.
And I'm going to show no questions at this time.
Chris, perhaps, do you have any closing comments if there are still no further questions?
Chris is disconnected.
Then I think it's left to me to thank those of you for dialing in and for any that tune into the replay. So thanks for your interest. I hope it met the questions that you asked us to address in a way that's going to help you in your daily lives, daily working lives. As George said, do look to the wikis, look to the material that's here, and get in touch with us for support in sort of key deals, key areas where you need that additional feedback. So thanks very much for the day, and have a great time.
Thank you for participating on today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.